Welcome to the September 11th dual platform service of the Unitarian Universalist Congregation in Blacksburg, Virginia. The service is led by Reverend Pam Phillips and Worship Associate Heather Nicholson. What does it mean to belong to a spiritual community? The answer may be different for each of us and may change for each of us over time. In her homily, Rev. Pam explores the myriad ways of belonging to UUC and asks us to consider where our spirit may be leading us.
Good morning, and welcome to the Unitarian Universalist Congregation of the New River Valley, where we share a mission to inspire, create, and transform. I am Heather Nicholson, and my pronouns are she and her. I will be leading worship this morning with our minister, Reverend Pam Phillips, as we continue to explore the month-long worship theme, Belonging. Today is 9/11, a day that means many things to different people. For me, 9/11 is always a fraught day as someone who lived through that moment in New York City. But when I think of 9/11 through our worship theme on belonging and today's topic, Where the Spirit Leads, 9/11 also marks the moment I decided to say goodbye to my hometown and find my place in new communities, first Florida, then Indiana, Illinois, and now Virginia, the place I belong and call home. So however you are feeling today, whatever emotions today brings out of you, we are glad you are here with us. It is wonderful to see so many young people back in the congregation space with us. It's been a long time. We're thankful you're here. We're thankful for your presence, your chatter, your giggles, your voice. That brings joy back into our space, and we have longed for it. If you are here with us for the first time, we are thankful the Spirit led you to us today, and we look forward to sharing all the ways that you can make a place for yourself and belong to our community. If you'd like us to keep in touch with you, please find a link to the virtual visitor's card in the chat or a paper card in the back of the sanctuary. If you have a joy or sorrow you wish to be read aloud, you'll find a link in the chat or cards that are available near the entrance in the sanctuary, and we will collect those during the opening hymns. There are also many opportunities to meet virtually or on the grounds throughout the week. You can look at the calendar on our website for times, locations, Zoom links, and contact information if needed. Thank you to all the volunteers this morning and throughout the week who make the activities for our community possible.
Good morning. I am so excited to share with you one of the gifts of our congregation. If you look here, see this quilt here? It's called a paramount, and that is a paramount too. And Bonnie Moreno started these designs. They're called altered, as in altar, altered log cabin. And if you can zoom in on it for the people at home, that would be great. I just want to express gratitude to Bonnie Moreno and also to the Peacemakers, which are our quilters, who worked so hard to create these and other beautiful quilts for our space. Thank you. I I also want to let you know that the legislative advocacy group and the anti-racism group have also been hard at work, and they have a whole bunch of postcards for you all to write after the service today. Apparently, there are some folks in Roanoke who are at risk of losing their voting privileges because they haven't voted very often. So what we're going to do is write letters, postcards, that have been sent to us by Center for Common Ground, which is a nonpartisan voting rights organization led by people of color. That will happen directly after the service in the social hall in Elarth. Today is the second Sunday. And if we were not in the red zone after the service, we would also be eating potluck, but we can't. So we had a brilliant suggestion by our new ministerial intern. At her congregation, instead of canceling the potlucks, they did something called BYOL. Do you know what that stands for? Bring your own lunch. So if you brought your lunch today, you're welcome to come outside and we can eat together. But next month, if we're in the red zone on the second Sunday, bring your own lunch and we can eat together, even though we're in the red zone. And today I get to introduce our new full-time Director of Lifespan Faith Development, Rachel Crane, who is going to let us know what the children are up to today in their first day of classes.
Good morning, everybody. I'm very excited to see you all here today. This year, our theme in religious education is going to focus on UU identity and UU values, as well as social justice. Our preschoolers will be using the Rainbow Connections curriculum. The kindergarten first grade will be doing Picture Book UU. Second and third grade will be learning lessons from Pixar and Disney shorts in the cartoons curriculum. Grades 4 and 5 will form Dumbledore's army, being reconstituted for the first time in a few years to fight 7 real world horcruxes. And just a plug, we're gonna have a family movie night September 30th with the first Harry Potter movie. Everybody's welcome. You don't have to be a child to enjoy Harry Potter. Our middle schoolers are going to be combining lessons from The Twilight Zone and The Simpsons, along with fun youth group activities. Our coming of age program, which is for 8th and 9th graders, also kicks off today. It starts after the service, and it starts with a family pizza out by the picnic area. So if you're in the 8th or 9th grade and your family, meet out there after the service. And then finally, our YRUU group, which is our high school youth group, is starting tonight at 6 p.m. again with a kickoff, kind of potlucky with families invited. And that's all I've got for today.
Come on. So young people, you have not been in the sanctuary for a long time, and we always have a time when we greet one another. But did you know that we're not the only ones here? There are people at home who are also here. Can we go ahead and put on the screens the people who are joining us from Zoom? And people on Zoom, if you could just write in the chat, let us know where you are coming from today. And I see, are they, wait, does everybody have their camera off? Oh, there they are. So who's here? Where are you from? Good morning from Roanoke, says Tony. And Jim and Sally from Ellet Valley. And Ellen from Ellet Valley. And Gail and Susie are in Galax. And Darla is in Blacksburg, and Anita from Blacksburg. My sister Brenda is here from Italy. Brianna is here from Radford, Eric Hester is here from Washington, D.C., and Molly and Irene are from Uptown Baby. They live in Christiansburg. Ann is from Pulaski, Sharon Blacksburg, Barbara Ann from Radford, and Alyssa Short is here from New Jersey. All right, everybody in the room, get ready to smile with your eyes, because we are going to put you on so that the folks at home wave to them. Look at all these happy faces and waving arms. Do you see yourselves? There you are. Yes. When we were little, we used to walk by the TV store and we could do the same thing. Oh, and there's Jared. We have greeted one another. It is good to be together. And now it's time to create some sacred space. Will?
Will Huntley will light our chalice today. Please join me in the reading the words on your screen as we light the chalice. We light this chalice for the warmth of welcome, the light of hope, and the fire of service. Our opening words today are from a poem, "You Belong Here." I found these words on an inscribed card that I purchased from Rachel Huckle. Her words are inspiring because it reminds me that belonging begins with desire to claim a space, and every action towards that desire can compound to make a difference in the world. You belong here and are capable of shaping the world around you. If you are ever in doubt, consider the way the rain can move mountains over time because it is so relentlessly insistent of its place. Please join in reading our congregational covenant. We covenant to create a place of respect and kindness and to build a spiritual community based on reason and courageous love. While we celebrate the words of our mission statement and of this covenant, we affirm that our mission lives through our actions.
So, many, many years ago, an ancient Greek philosopher named Heraclitus said that change is certain. We can always count on things changing. And because of that, we can never step in the same stream ever again. We've changed. The water has changed. 2 weeks ago, we had our water ceremony, and we started that ceremony by pouring water in the bowl that we had collected last year. And then many of you added your water to that bowl. This morning, I boiled up some of that water to use in today's teacher blessing. Because the water is here from last year and this year, we know that this congregation, like a stream, is never the same, but continues on. And we all belong to it. Each new child brings new ideas and new perceptions to our community. That means you, young people, you are part of this congregation and you change it with your new ideas, your gifts and talents. And we have a dedicated group of adults who will help you learn and grow this year. So we're going to start a new tradition, I hope, here at UUC, where we bless those people who are helping you grow, your teachers. So I'm going to invite Rachel, our DLFD, up to help us out. And I need to see the words. Make sure you read the...
All right. I invite all the children and their teachers to come forward for the blessing of hands, starting with those in the preschool and their teachers. So if you are in preschool this year, why don't you help Dan Taylor, Diana Zaldivar, Anna Vijayan, and Stephanie Zick find their way up here? So for the teachers, through your hands, we create promise for tomorrow. Yes. Then we will have the kindergarten first grade kids come up with Brian Mayer, Natalie Cook, Jane Mahone, Katie Hundley, and Deb Dickerson. And again, through your hands, we create promise for tomorrow. Our second and third graders come on up with teachers Katie Mayer, Brandy Lemon, Mike Belcher, and Meg Moore. Through your hands, we create promise for tomorrow. Our fourth and fifth graders, Mindy Quigley, Chris Clark, Derek Roundtree, and Chris Long, come on up. You can see it's going to be a busy day down in RE today. Again, through your hands, we create promise for tomorrow. Our middle schoolers, come on up. Lindsay Marr, teaching, Amy Pruden-Bagchi, Paul Quigley, and John Ember, our middle school teachers, as well as let's have Victoria Taylor come on up as she is facilitating our coming of age program. And then, let's see, through your hands, we create promise for tomorrow. And then our YRUU advisors, our high school youth group, Allie DeHoff, Lucas Mackey, Jim Kern, Angela Parrish, come on up and be blessed.
And remember them, because in the spring they will, well, some of them will be much taller. For the congregation, please rise in body or spirit and read with us the blessing. We, the congregation, commission our teachers to your task of care and challenge.
May your classes be a joy. May they be spiritually fulfilling. May they be places of growth.
May you grow in knowledge, grow in wisdom, grow in love.
For it is in giving that we receive, and in serving that we learn.
Amen, and blessed be. And now, we get to do something we haven't, I'm gonna cry, we haven't done in 2.5 years, which is we are going to sing our children off to their classes. And teachers, you may take your students to their new classrooms.
Go in love, our hearts go with you. Go in joy, our hopes go too. Run in love and grow in wisdom. Shine your light in all we do.
Let's do it one more time, Jared.
One action we take every week to live into our mission is collecting an offering. It is the practice of our congregation to share half of the offering with a local charity or UU-affiliated organization. This week's recipient is Interfaith Food Pantry. And you can not only contribute to the pantry today, but each week, the children bring canned foods for the food pantry to RE classes for their offering. If you would like to contribute canned goods on Sunday morning, you can hand them to the children on the way to their classes. Please give online using the link in the chat or through the many ways listed on the screen. We will also be passing the baskets today, and you are also able to give after the service.
We haven't done this for 2.5 years.
For those of you who would like to give cash or check, there is a basket floating around. Thank you all for your generosity. As we collect our offerings, we'll enjoy Jared's playing Spiritual by John Coltrane, during which you are invited to light candles of hope and remembrance. Please remember to maintain your distance between yourself and others. For those online, you may write in the chat if you'd like a candle lit, and those will be read aloud after the offertory. Join me as we accept these offerings. We accept these offerings in support of our congregation and our larger community, recognizing always that in giving and receiving, we participate in the critical care with no beginning and no end.
Another offering we give one another is the gift of our joys and our sorrows. Did anyone fill out a card in this space? Sometimes we know that sorrows are too hard to hold alone, and joys are meant to be shared. This morning, Susan Baker shares her joy. After 3 years of research and outdoor construction, the memorial walkway is now complete, with the signage listing the names and contributions of prominent Unitarian Universalists over the past centuries and the current century. George Lally made the project come to fruition with his labor, research, and perseverance and patience. She writes, "My joys are that the walkway is now complete and that I no longer have to bug George to keep working for project closure." We share in your joy, Susan. And if you haven't had a chance to see it, you just walk down this lawn and there's a walkway, and you'll see some names that are very familiar and some you may not have heard of before. Thank you, George. Now I invite you into a spirit of prayer and meditation. Take a breath, settle in your seats, soften your shoulders, soften your gaze, maybe close your eyes. Spirit of life, Spirit of love, we are grateful for this life, for this community, this place to which we belong, and for this time together when we can still our bodies and our minds and listen. Listen to the stirrings of our hearts to help us know what we are meant to do with our lives, how we might best serve the world and each other. Listen. Listen to the stirrings of your heart. We are mindful of the pain and suffering in the world. Help us know how to ease it. We are mindful of those who are grieving loss. May they find peace. We are mindful of those who live with the ravages of climate change. Help us in our efforts to heal the earth. and we know our own pain and our own suffering, our own grief. Please help us know that we are not alone. Help us to reach out to those among us who are in need. For we are grateful for the gifts and abundance in our lives, for opportunities for joy and growth. With gratitude and love, we pray. Amen, and blessed be.
Our reading this morning is a poem by Karen Herring, Belonging. So much of our yearning begins under the open sky. A young girl sits in the field of her own longing. She is one more thin blade of grass, connecting earth and sky, swaying with desire. To be of use, the wind whispers in her ear. You who have done this know the breeze moving through these fields can blow for a very long time. Now, years later, ripened by life and love and loss, she grows towards what calls her. She leans into longing as a plant tilts towards the light that beckons it skyward, the light that gives strength, bestows beauty, unfurls the plant's leaves like green banners waving. What would the world be like if we all turned our faces toward the light this way? If we let ourselves belong to our longings, open our ears to the voice that says, you, I want you, I need you. Like this, the sun charms the shoot up from the soil and coaxes the bud to release its tight fist. Like this, the wind lifts the seed from an open bloom, and the soil calls the seed home again. Time rounds the bend. Older and wiser now, she replies, a green supple blade bowing over and over again, offering her tassel seeds to the wind, belonging to the same swaying fields that years ago called out to the young girl yearning under the open sky.
So much of our yearning begins under the open sky. The imagery of that poem is so evocative. Can you see the open, wide field? Where a thin blade of grass is beckoned by the sun. The sunlight charms the shoot from the soil and coaxes the bud to open. The wind lifts the seed from an open bloom, and the soil calls the seed home again. I can imagine a young girl sitting in the fields of her own longings. Then, as an older woman, ripened by life and love and loss, leaning into her longing. Then, still older and wiser, replying by offering her tasseled seeds to the wind. Belonging, belonging. What is the connection between our yearning, our desires, our longings, and belonging. Especially when it comes to belonging to a spiritual community like UUC. Certainly, we all yearn to feel like we belong somewhere, but we know that belonging isn't just fitting in, just being accepted. Many of us come to a place like UUC because we long to be with like-minded people, especially when we feel different or out of place in other parts of our lives, especially when the religious communities of our youth condemned those differences. There is a palpable sense of relief when people discover a place where their beliefs, their families, and their identities are not vilified, but are accepted and even affirmed, where they are assured that they have worth and dignity, where they are encouraged to seek truth and meaning and to grow spiritually, wherever that may take them. It feels good and comfortable and safe to fit in and be accepted, but belonging has to do with something more, with satisfying a need for meaning and purpose. As in the poem, the wind whispers in her ear, to be of use. And so, once we have settled into a place of acceptance, we often begin to seek more, to claim a space where we can make a difference. As Heather noted in the introduction to our opening words, belonging begins with a desire to claim a space where we can make a difference, a place where we are capable of shaping the world around us. As we talked about it, Heather reminded me that little children can do that, can't they? By talking to the new kid in class, by drawing a picture and giving it to someone who really needs their love. The smallest gestures can make a difference. And that space here at UUC may be different for each of us. And it may be different for each of us at different times in our lives. I think of the woman in the poem whose longings call Her longings, her calls change over time. And so today I invite you to think of the claims you've made on this space. And more importantly, I invite you to think about where you might want to claim your space in the year ahead. Where might you lean into your longing? Where might you find a source of light to help you sprout, to unfurl your leaves, to blossom? Where might you plant seeds for future growth? Many people find a place in one of the primarily social spaces, like enjoying coffee after the service or enjoying food in our monthly potlucks, or eating breakfast with one of the Monday morning groups, or lunch on Friday with Juliet. Do you all know who Juliet is? Just you ladies interested in eating together. These are drop-in spaces that don't require much commitment, but there are great ways of connecting. Is your longing leading you there? Some folks prefer meeting with people who are similar ages and stages in their lives. The UYAs, the UU young adults, who are 18 to 25 year olds, meet weekly. The quarter lifers, who come up to age 35, meet more infrequently. And then there are the sages. Maybe my favorite, a group of lively elders who meet every other week for conversation. And the Parents Covenant group, who meet once a month on Saturday for a meal And then afterwards, the parents talk and the children play. Do you fit in one of those age groups? And if you don't, is there a group you'd like to start? Come talk to me. We used to have an over 50s singles group. And after 2.5 years, we are starting back up with circle suppers. This is a monthly, Jane is going to sign up for one, and you can too. These are groups of 6 to 8 people who meet once a month between the months of May and October and May. And they just have a potluck and get to know each other over time. You can sign up online. I think the sign up is in the chat. And also there'll be a link in the email announcements. And you can also talk to Kim Feit and she'll help you out with it. These are all great venues to claim a space and which don't require much more than bringing food. But sometimes we long for something more. Perhaps you've felt called to help create one of the spaces where people can connect by serving as a greeter or making coffee or helping set up the potluck or clean up the stuff afterwards. If you've never been to a potluck, I hope you'll get a chance to see Kendra's children cleaning up afterwards, the broom twice as tall as the youngest. It's sometimes easier to meet people when we have something to do together. And that's certainly true of people who have claimed a space with one of the groups under the auspices of the community service team, who have volunteered their time and energy for the Interfaith Food Pantry, who help out with To Our House, the winter homeless shelter, those who pick up trash on Adopt a Highway, those who work with the Blacksburg Refugee Partnership, the Women's Resource Center, and the Fairview Home in Dublin, among others. And likewise, the peacemakers, our quilters who created this beautiful pyramid, also have made quilts to give to children at our dedication ceremonies and to congregants who could use their comfort during health crises. They've claimed a space that uses their creativity and skills. What does your spirit call you to do? And then there are those who have claimed a space by working on the grounds, whether as parts of the grounds ministry or on the seasonal work days. I'll never forget the testimony of one person who found her way to this congregation by working in the gardens and got up and talked about it during the stewardship campaign and said she might join, and she eventually did. We're in a transition now, and Susan Baker and Denise Martin are relinquishing their current roles, and Jim Flowers is picking up and signing on to move into the future. They've divided the grounds into 5 zones. Susan used to do all 5 zones, but we're finding leaders for all of those. And then their job is to make sure that the work gets done. And then there are the people who will work to get the work done. Many hands make light work. So today, or maybe on a less drizzly day, I invite you to walk the grounds and see which place calls to you. Is it the playground, the Crescent Garden, the memorial, or the meditation walk, the Peacock Meadow, the labyrinth? If none of those names sound familiar, you really do need to walk on the grounds. But find a space that claims your heart and think about what you might be able to do to help maintain it. Can you weed or mow or water or mulch or dig? Or maybe you can organize other people to do those things. We have different gifts. All are appreciated. Some folks have claimed space where we work to fulfill our mission of inspiring spiritual and ethical growth. Today, we commissioned a wonderful group of volunteers who will be working with our children and youth. Many also have claimed space in ongoing groups like meditation or conversations on faith and yoga. We have Sunday circles before the service and community conversations after the service and other adult faith development programs. We'll be hosting a First Friday social justice films. And then there's the worship team who helps create this space for all of us. And the pianist and the choir and the AV team and those who bring flowers. Many have found fertile ground for spiritual growth and community in our Soul Matters small groups, meeting monthly with others who are exploring the monthly themes through their spiritual exercises and living with questions and practicing deep listening. You can sign up for that using the link in the weekly email or the chat. Or you could join the Earth Spirit Sisters, who find the spirit calls them outdoors on the labyrinth and the rituals around the earth. Some folks have claimed space where we work to create compassionate community, helping congregants in need through the caring network, providing a listening presence through lay pastoral care ministry, or one of the many support groups, the transgender support groups, NAMI for people with mental illness and their family and friends, the parents bereavement group, the caregivers support group, and Recovery Dharma. Still other folks have claimed space where we work to transform the community and the world through courageous love, including those who participate in the environmental justice team and the anti-racism group, people who attended the anti-racism practice sessions with the Presbyterians last spring, or join up with the NAACP in Dialogue on Race. And after the service, do you feel called to go write a postcard to someone who hasn't voted? You can do that because of the legislative advocacy and anti-racism groups work. There are so many spaces to claim. So many ways to belong, so many ways to serve. And if it feels overwhelming at the moment, we've put many of these opportunities up on the bulletin boards in Elarth Hall. So if you're here in the space, as you make your way out, stop and take a look and see if anything calls you. Or you can read the newsletter or look at the website. But that may still feel overwhelming, which is why we've created the Growth Through Service team. I invite you to meet with a member of the team for a conversation about your spiritual journey, where you've been, and where you'd like to go. Because true belonging means more than fitting in or finding acceptance, but finding purpose and meaning. And if belonging begins with a desire to claim a space where we can make a difference, the point of these conversations is to help you discern what it is you desire and how you might be able to make a difference. Albert Schweitzer said, "The only ones among you who will be really happy are those who will have sought and found how to serve." The ones among you who will find true belonging are those who will have found a way to serve. Whether it's one of the ways I've outlined already here at UUC or some other way out in the world. The Growth Through Service conversations are designed to help you find those ways. But the conversations are not just about service. They're about spirit. About helping us listen to that still small voice within that helps us recognize our longings. Because true spiritual growth in ourselves and our congregation often arises not just through our connections with others, but through serving a higher purpose that is greater than our own needs. Somebody asked me, how do you know it is a calling? How do you know it is your spirit and not just your ego that tells you to do something? Do you know the difference? I can't explain it. It's something that I feel. I remember one time I was sitting in a pew in Charlottesville. Remember, I was a middle school teacher. I spent my weeks with preteens and teenagers. I did not want to be an RE teacher. I didn't want to have anything to do with the youth program. And one Sunday, I was sitting in a pew, and somebody got up and said, "Oh, yeah, we really could use some people to help out with the youth group." I have no idea what happened, except I felt a deep call. And I raised my hand, and it changed my life. Frederick Buechner, a theologian who died recently, wrote, "The place God calls you is to the place where your deep gladness and the world's deep hunger meet." What's your deep gladness? And if not God, what is that something larger to which you belong? The poet of our reading asks, "What would the world be like if we all turned our faces toward the light in that way? If we let ourselves belong to our longings, opened our ears to the voice that says, 'You, I want you, I need you.'" May we all let ourselves belong to our longings. May we open our ears to listen to that voice that calls us, where we may find true belonging. And when we hear it, however we hear it, let us do it. And let's practice by singing a song. Please rise in body as we sing our closing hymn, "When the Spirit Says Do." So we only have one verse up here. It's going to invite us to dance a little bit. Somebody's scoffing at me. All right, scoffer, I expect you to dance. But also, we wanted to think about the things that are calling us. So when the Spirit says do, we're going to do. Other verses, when the Spirit says sing, Jane will sing. I invite us to...
No, we will all sing.
Oh. What? So after we get through Spirit says do and the Spirit says sing, I invite any of you brave souls out there to yell out what the Spirit is calling you to do. Got it? We'll try.
Spirit says sing, Spirit says sing, Spirit.
You gotta dance when the Spirit says dance. When the Spirit says dance, you gotta dance, oh Lord. You gotta dance when the Spirit says dance. 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 You gotta speak when the Spirit says speak. When the Spirit says speak, you gotta speak more. You gotta speak when the Spirit says speak. 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 Spirit says speak.
Clap.
Oh, we're gonna clap?
We gotta clap when the Spirit says clap. You gotta clap when the Spirit says clap. When the Spirit says clap, you gotta clap more. You gotta clap when the Spirit says clap. Spirit says clap. Spirit says clap. Spirit says clap, Spirit says clap, Spirit says clap, Spirit says clap.
Rest.
Rest.
Gotta rest when the Spirit says rest. You gotta rest when the Spirit says rest. When the Spirit says rest, you gotta rest, oh Lord. You gotta rest when the Spirit says rest. 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 Spirit says rest.
Jane is a very good sport. In the week ahead, I invite us all to listen. I don't know whose voice is going to be calling you, but you have to be quiet so you can hear it. We'll extinguish our chalice, but not the light of truth, the fire of commitment, or the warmth of this community. Let us take those in our hearts out into the world until we are together again.